helping the economy is going to go. I think what sets the tax cut back were some of the people trying to defend the idea of deficit financing. It'll never be sold that way.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think you've been absolutely right in the way you've pushed it the last couple months. But that beginning there where Keller and others got up and tried to convince people that deficit spending was a sound idea is just murder on it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I thought I'd make a television speech before it came up for a vote.
Well, I think that's good. Do you think it'll go through?
Well, I think so, but I'm afraid the Republicans are going to try to put a limitation on it. God, they are obstructionist. I haven't really talked much about them, but
the other thing, do you think it would be helpful to have a whole series on Congress here? Because I think people are really getting sort of fed up with Congress.
Yeah.
I don't see why you should be the one to take the rap on it.
Yeah, yeah, why don't you?
I have this feeling, Mr. President, that people are more alert and aware on the issues and know the congressman less. Then there's the other way around. In Washington, you get the feeling it's only the congressman that counts. The issues don't matter, you see.
Yeah.
And I think we could point that out. It'd be very helpful.
Yeah, I think if you could ask whether they approve or disapprove of Congress, it would be, you know, one of those things.
That's right. I could ask a whole series on that.
When will you be finished?
We'll have this back out probably the end of next month.
I think you've had good, interesting stuff. Yeah. I think the Eisenhower was an interesting sort of new, different thing.
Right.
Where does Gallup, what's he doing these days? He's not very, has he got a new one coming up?
Well, I don't know. He had an awful thing on Negroes the other day. He asked the whites, do you think Negroes in your community really have an equal chance to whites or think they get a bad break or something?
I
think I'm giving them a fit, personally honest. That's what I've heard. We're picking up quite a number of papers now.
Are you?
Yes, sir. They wouldn't syndicate it. We were trying to dry run until right up to Labor Day, but I know the Detroit Free Press, the Night Papers picked it up, the Houston Paper, the Newsday up here in New York, and
I just think every city that didn't have, that wasn't, the paper that didn't have Gallup would love to have you.
Yes, sir. Well, I think we can get that. Now, Mr. President, I do have a couple of ideas on 64 that I think have some merit. One on the whole South thing, and the other on this education issue, which I'll be down Tuesday, and I'll talk to Evelyn about that.
Okay.
If you'd like to see me, I guess.
Okay. I think the problem with the South, of course, those last figures were pretty bad. Gallup had me.
Well, we've got you so far out in the East and so low in the South. I'm sure that we can see 10 points over us in the North, and and 8 points below in the South.
Is that right?
Yeah, so I think he's over.
You don't think we're in that bad shape in the South?
No, sir, and I can't believe that 74%. I mean, that's running as well as you did in Massachusetts in 1968.
Yeah.
You know? And I can't believe it. It's nice and true, but I'm sure it is. And my concern there is he's going to have you falling 10 points in the next 3 months.
Yeah,
which is bad. I think it's far more leveled out than that. South, I feel very strongly now that I think maybe you don't do it until after the session, but I must say I think the governors are far better than the senators at this point. They're the guys who really have the political muscle.
Yeah.
I think a great deal can be done there. I have some ideas that I might do. Should I write something out for
you? Okay, fine, good. Let me see you Tuesday.
Yes, sir.
Fine, love. Okay.
Right.
Hello, Fran.
Yes.
You're checking on these reservations, these things that Fulbright said he told his staff to get in touch with the department, see if there's anything that could be put in the way of interpretations that would meet some of the problems of these fellows.
Yes, we are.
I see.
We're trying to provide them with some separate documents in other than reservation language, which would try to clarify it, could be used in the committee report, but still not in any way delay or be attached to the treaty itself.
I see. Okay, fine. I think that, of course, Teller hasn't been much help, but otherwise, I guess we're all right.
No, I think we're all right. I talked with Fulbright yesterday, and he said he thought we might be down to 85 or so, but he didn't think that it made any real impression on us.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Hello.
Yes, Mr. President. Just an item on foreign aid. This will be an up or down on the recommit because it goes back to the Committee of the Whole, and there's just no way of delaying after that, so, you know, we've either had it or not had it on the one shot.
Oh, you mean there isn't a thing to cut?
The recommit will be 585 in four categories, and that they've established that we're up or down on it, and the resolution is worded so that the decision goes immediately into the Committee of the Whole where it's adopted. because the House has acted. So there's really, technically, there's just in one vote. And then the other thing I just want to mention is that Magnuson's committee is coming out with a 7-man panel. Have you been filled in it?
No. Is it anything to do with the ICC or is it separate?
No, separate. 2 labor, 2 management, 3 public to be appointed by National Mediation Board. 90 days to arbitrate crew consists and firemen. The decision would be held while there's collective bargaining on the secondary items for 120 days. They fail in 120 days, 60 days of compulsory, and whichever comes first on a decision on the secondaries, and the whole thing goes into effect.
Yeah, well, that's why they decided to drop the ICC, because that's what the Brotherhoods wanted.
That's right.
Yeah. This is, so it's really compulsory. Why is it compulsory arbitration, isn't it?
That's for sure. Yeah. And this is the one that, when we were discussing this matter with them yesterday morning, suggested that George Meany and others in labor may think this is a hell of a lot worse than our proposal, because it opens up the whole damn thing. But we'll see.
Have they come out with it yet?
They haven't come out with it yet. They've decided in committee. We just got a call from
There's no way we can get these Brotherhoods or human things to agree to arbitration themselves over the weekend, is there?
I would think.
I'll talk to Worth.
Yeah, right. All right.
Okay, fine. Well, I can lose something by getting... can I get Bill Worth, please? So now that's really a much more open compulsory arbitration.
Well, that's what bothers me about it. And I've got to find a reporter. Bill Hart called from the committee about it.
Why do they think this was better? Did the Brotherhood
think it? I think it's a mistake. Unless we've got some okay from the Brotherhood. Now, there was a meeting yesterday afternoon with Lighty, Meany, Green Miller, and I think Maggie probably got something from them at that point, although I haven't been able to get through yet.
We can't get them to voluntarily.
Well, that's what we're trying for.
Coming out, I suppose if this thing's coming out of the committee, it would seem to be a weekend instead of putting it through. But maybe they want Congress to jam it down there.
Well, there's a case to think that. And that's probably true. But I'll have to.
No reason to get into it anymore.
Not the least bit at this point.
There's no reason to think that if I ask them to arbitrate it or do arbitrate the procedures, they're still in the remaining issues that they would take that.
I know what you're talking about, and the answer is no. In my judgment, is no. I'll find out what came out of the committee. There was just a adjourn because they were.
Well, yes, that might be not accepted that without the vote on it. Holly Staggers has some name of his own.
That's right.
I don't know whether he can find out his support Staggers. I doubt it, of course.
Well, Bennett's put in a. Staggers put in the same thing, but it's a straight REL over here. It's forever over here. It's a piece of business.
And I doubt it.
That that'll be reported.
Okay. What he might talk to me about. I read the memorandum of your conversation.
Yeah, I was just coming over to be with you when you see him.
Well, why don't you come over right now, then I can see you ahead of time.
Okay, fine.
Why, thank you.
Jesus, he came in. I didn't get a chance to bring up my REA project. But anyway, he's sticking with the president.
So hard that President Gump, so on and so forth.
And then, of course, the trouble up in that Senate, as you and I know, there's always a lot of troublemakers who go around saying, "Wait,
well, right." Clint Anderson, evidently, told him, "Well, he's going to build, beat himself." And then Bruce Roberts said, "Well, just tell us what the president wants." If, you know, Tom Rosen doesn't get what the president wants.
So he's got this kind of moral encouragement.
Well,
here's what he said. He said he's going to offer my bill this afternoon. I think we ought to, without having a problem with him, we ought to try to get as many votes as possible. You know, just because we're not going to be asked about it, but at least not have a visible showing in order to make the votes. So I think if he gets the vote, then he'll feel better.